Well, okay. The conclusions then, there's much more here to make us think. And he says that he was surprised at how close these officers were to Van Til at places. There are, he thinks, some areas here for further dialogue between Van Tilian and Ligonier apologists. There is much similarity in regards to general revelation and the noetic effects of sin. And I think, people like Calvin would agree with that. And so there's a basis for both sides to kind of come together and talk about that. There's recognition of the need for more than mere probability in grounding our faith. I think maybe it's more likely than not that Jesus rose from the dead. And so I'm going to devote my entire life to such a thing, to the point of being killed for it, or to giving up everything that I have and going to the backwaters of Montana to talk to six people for my entire life in hopes that maybe their grandchildren will come to saving faith. Okay.
So I totally depend on the 51%. 51% right. probability, and therefore I'm going to live my life by that.
Right, exactly. Yeah. We'll not get to the whole numbers, the whole numbers. Yeah. So there's much similarity in regard to general revelation, the noetic fixin. There is recognition that mere probability in grounding our faith needs to be more. And the authors also recognize that the evidential arguments presuppose some elements of a Christian worldview, which again, they didn't want to do, but it seems like even in their writing, it's what they're doing. Well, the chief difference is in the evolution, in the evaluation of autonomy. There is also room for further debates as to who here is being most consistent within their shared Calvinistic premises. Surely, though, there's plenty of room for mutual support and encouragement in the Lord. And so, like a good frame himself, he wants to bring it back to unity in the faith, which is a biblical approach. And who would be surprised that frame is pointing to the Bible once again? All right. Well, that is the end of our coverage, at least, of Apologetics, a Justification of Christian Belief by the John Frame. And I think this book offers a good kind of college introduction into getting past maybe anything that you've read from Bonson, like the last Bonson book that we did. I think that's a good introduction from a high school going into college approach to presuppositionalism. And you might think, well, I really like, William Lane Craig, and I also see value in Bonson or Van Til. What are some of the things that we can see as far as differences within those? Maybe what are some other aspects to discussion? And so I think that's where Frame's book comes in, because he doesn't fully agree with Van Til in a lot of things. He thinks that there's elements of classical approach that can come into play as well. And in fact, in the appendices that we covered, he mentions softening to probability in some aspects. So maybe he's like a 98 percenter rather than a 51 percenter. And so this book is a recommendation. And also, although he uses words like tautology and ontology and epistemology that we've covered, hopefully you've come alongside us and opened up your book with your cup of coffee. And we've helped to explain a little bit of that, so that this isn't so much a thought of as a scholarly book, because it's not. Because in the appendices, you can see the ones that we didn't cover, more of where the scholarship of Frame is. And so this isn't a lightweight deal for Frame as well. Closing thoughts? Anything that I've missed?
No, I think we're good here. So, yeah, I think Frame's book is really helpful. And I think you've kind of laid it out really well, right? This is kind of a more advanced approach with regard to the presuppositional apologetics. And I think, that helped. It's helpful to us. James Anderson, you'll remember, we talked about his book,
I Believe Christianity,
a while back. Yeah. And So this one is Anderson's, I think, is does the same kind of thing that you suggest Bonson does, right? His is probably the next step up from Bonson, and then and this one here is probably the next step up from that. I would think something like that. But
Yeah.
yeah. So frame can be heavy in instances here, but I think he does a good job.
Yeah.